This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everybody, Rob here, getting you ready here for a special podcast that we are dropping. This is an official patron post unlocked, a feed drop for you of the latest episode of the Patron 5 for 5. That is a show that we produce weekly for the patrons of Rob's podcast, featuring myself and my co-host for the Patron 5 for 5, my wife, Nicole Cesternino, who started Rob as a podcast with me back in 2010. And as time went on, she was on the podcast less and less as we made more and more shows. But back in the beginning of 2016, which is going to be now 5 years of the Patron 5 for 5, we started this show where we talk about life behind the scenes of Rob's podcast, and mostly behind the scenes of what goes on at our house. I thought this was a particularly good episode this week, and so I thought that this would be a good time to drop one in the main feed so people can check out the kind of shows that you get as a patron of Rob Has a Podcast. So one of the many patron benefits that you get when you become a supporter of Rob Has a Podcast, helping support all of the reality TV show content that we're producing at RHAP. In addition to the Patron 5 for 5, we do a monthly patron cast, plus things like patron trivia, Survivor patron trivia coming up on Tuesday night. We're going to be doing an interactive live patron trivia, a couple hundred patrons playing along live on their phone as we do a quiz with Jordan Kalish, Patron Mafia, and other patron activities along the way, plus much more. Find out more at robhasawebsite.com/patron. Plus, we do a monthly orientation with our new patrons in case you have any questions about how to access any of your benefits. Once you're there, robhasawebsite.com/patron. And we greatly appreciate all the support from our patrons. But even if the time is not right for you right now to become a patron of Rob as a Podcast, I hope you enjoy this free preview of this week's Patron 5 for 5. Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here with Patron 5 for 5, number 227. And here I am back with the First Lady of Podcasting for the first time in 2022. Here she is. It's Nicole Cesternino. Nicole, how are you?
I'm good. Oh, my God. How many dings did I get?
So many. How are you?
I'm good.
Yes. Okay. Nicole, what's going on? How are you? Episode 227. Did you ever watch that show, 227?
I did.
There's
a few times.
No place like home. With your family around you, you're never alone.
I don't remember the theme song.
Yeah, with Jack A. And she used to come in and go, "Hello, Mary."
Yeah, I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. They lived in an apartment.
I get it, yes.
Apartment 227.
Got it.
Yeah. Okay. I think you could probably watch that on Tubi.
Ooh.
Tubi is the worst of the streaming platforms. And I think they don't even have Alf anymore.
Oh, then what's the
point? The one good thing on Tubi. Yeah, it's good. It's good for watching TV shows with old theme songs.
Yeah, so all we watch around here is Fuller House.
So much Fuller House. It doesn't stop.
It really doesn't. It does not stop.
I think I've seen every episode of Fuller House now.
Just when you think you've seen them all, another one pops up.
Because mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
These kids, they like to watch the same episodes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so...
And DJ Tanner is so annoying.
Nobody wants to hear us do all Fuller House.
I think they could agree.
I would, if the patrons are interested, I would do a podcast with Dominic and or Anthony about Full House. If anybody patrons want that, if that would be an interesting patron perk for anybody, can I do... A full house, any questions?
You're going to have to get both of them because if one finds out you use the other.
Fine. Dominic and Anthony, Full House, Fuller House, full series recap Q&A.
Okay, they will answer all your questions.
Whatever questions the patrons have, they can answer for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah. They're super fans.
It'll be a full house in this studio when Dominic and Anthony, would you want to be here for that?
I don't know, maybe.
Well, that we've never had a four-person podcast here.
It'll be the Sestrinino podcast.
It'll be, wow.
It'll be a full house.
That would be a full house podcast. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think we could also, if this is a hit, then we can maybe next year do the full Home Alone series.
And that includes all of the off ones, right?
Yes. I mean, those are all technically all part of the Home Alone cinematic universe.
They shouldn't be.
Okay. Full House. It's all happening mm-hmm. here.
They'll be so excited to hear the news.
Yes. Well, I got to see. First off, I got to see in the Facebook thread that the patrons want this.
Oh, they want it.
I live for feedback.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do. Positive feedback.
Preferred.
Mm-hmm. I get some negative feedback sometimes. Try not to let that. Not this year. Not this year, Satan. Okay. I'm not going to do it. Not going to go down that trap. Okay. Yeah.
Keep your comments to yourself if it's going to make someone feel not so nice and icky.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Make me feel bad. Mm-hmm. No, thank you. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Send it to me.
Yeah. Nicole's like Jeff Probst. She's like, you could send it to me. I'm probably not going to read it anyway.
I'm going to make fun of it.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's not going to hurt my heart.
Nicole, we have a lot to talk about here as we are here 2022. Can you believe it? We are closing in here on what? Next month, it'll be what? Year 12 of Rob as a Podcast.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's a big
that
year.
That means it's like it'll be exactly 2 years since we've left the house.
Later this year, it will be 10 years since the Survivor Know-It-All started.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Also, this year, it will be 10 years since I first met Josh Wiggler this year.
Oh, Wiggliversary.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So I like to keep track of all this stuff. Time flies. All right. And so we just completed. It was a week of best ofs that we wrapped up. That best of News AF, best of Robin and Keevan Eat a Podcast. By the way, you were on best of Robin and Keevan Eat a Podcast.
Was I? For yeah. what?
Yeah. When you appeared of your many appearances on Robin and Keevan. It wasn't on the variety pack. I'll tell you that right now.
Was it my Sopranos appearance?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And then also we had the best of 2021 over 4+ hours. By the way, you closed out that one too.
Yeah. I'm afraid of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But so you were bringing the hits.
Yeah, I'm concerned that the whole world now knows the spider story.
If you think that many people are listening 4+ hours into an episode of Rob's Podcast, you would be mistaken.
That was a private conversation between us and the patrons. How mm-hmm. dare you talk about it behind my back to the world.
Talk about it. I played the clip.
Okay. Well, that's talking about it behind my back.
That I asked the listeners, what are the other clips? I mean, do you want to hear another 5 for 5 best of moment?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe I'll end this podcast with the best of 5 for 5 moments.
Okay.
I'd
love to hear it.
The podcast for this year. Remind
what
me.
What did the spider beat out?
A few things. They were fine. They're fine. Okay. I will end the show with some best of 5 for 5 clips for the patrons who stick around. I'm so appreciative of the patrons that they, keep this thing going. Now, this is going to be what we started patrons 2014. This is going to be 8 years of patrons mm-hmm. here coming up in 2022. And it was right around this time back in 2014 that I said, hey, I think I want to do a podcast full time. People are like, yes, okay, that is a good idea. I will help with that. And people have, many came, many have left, many stayed. And here we are. And
some came back.
Some come back. That's why, sometimes until we meet again. And so the patrons come on. But I'm so appreciative of the patrons that come on. But the people that listen to these podcasts.
Yeah.
Because I think that some people are like, okay, I'm a patron, whatever. And I care about this. But the people that care about us.
Mm-hmm.
They care about us enough to listen to these podcasts. So that are interested in our lives.
Yes.
That still touches me.
Touches me too.
Yes, it moves. Don't make it dirty. Okay,
I wasn't going to, you pervert.
Okay? No, it's a special thing. And yes. I'm so happy to have you back here on a Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
And
this might be our new night, you said.
I think this might be our new night. I like to keep Sunday night free. That's the one night of the week that I want to try to. And although I do record Nothing But Netflix with Chappelle earlier Sunday night, we record that around like 6 o'clock. I like to keep like the evening free so we can sort of just like unwind.
I have a night together.
I want to hit the ground running on Monday morning. Mm-hmm. I don't like to be podcasting late on a Sunday. And
that used to be our Succession night. We need a new show.
We need a new show.
We need help.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been making our way through Ted Lasso, but season two. But it's been a slog.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll see. Let's see what happens at the end. But Nicole,
Robert,
we're here on a Monday and very excited for the new year. But it got off to a not such a great start. This was a rough morning around here. I woke up. I went to bed. I had a headache last night and I woke up this morning and I just had one of the worst migraines I've ever had in my life.
His nose was even bleeding in the middle of the night.
I
think it's related.
Maybe you're going to make people think that I'm having like an aneurysm.
No, but he's a very stressed out man.
Yeah. I've been, you know, working hard around the house. I don't know what happened where I get migraines from time to time, but it's that. It's like, and if people get migraines, maybe they experience this. You know, it's one thing to have a migraine at the end of the day, and then I am going to, you know, go to bed. I have a migraine. It is like another thing altogether to wake up with my migraine was so bad. I really thought I was going to throw up. It was like brutal.
And it was a storm.
And it was, we were also having like a severe weather event here.
It was lightning and thunder like I've never heard before.
We're waking up to like the iPhone alerts, like flash flood, don't leave your house, you're gonna drown. And so then it was like a whole thing going on of like all the severe weather, and then we were like winds, and the power was going on and off, and a whole bunch of stuff was going on, and I was just like in no condition. And if you know me, I'm really big on the new year, new start, let's go, Monday morning, here we go. And I just was like completely just incapacitated this morning. I had to get back in bed because I couldn't, like, I felt like my eyes were too big for my head. It was like, terrible. I had to go back to sleep and then try to like restart. And I took some Advil, and a couple hours later,
up a new man.
I needed a new start, but it was just like not the start I was hoping for the new year.
Mm-hmm.
But what are you going to do?
So we start tomorrow.
We will try again tomorrow.
There's a delayed start on school.
Yeah,
2 hours.
Okay. Delayed start for school because icy conditions and whatever.
We're not in LA anymore.
Not in LA anymore. But it was the first day ever of snow here since we've lived in North Carolina. And
the first day of snow for these little boys in their life.
These kids lost their freaking mind.
And it was like a dust.
It was a dusting. It did not stick.
It sticked a little bit.
They went outside. Basically, there was snow on the ground here from like 10 a.m. to like 1:30 p.m. And these children just like absolutely lost their mind. You go outside and play in the snow. They were just like in the flurries, like they were in a snow globe. And they were like, oh my God, it's snowing.
They were eating it.
They just like had their like tongues out of like trying to like have snowflakes.
They're
land
California
on their
boys.
Like, can you
believe they were doing snow angels basically in the grass.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. And so
Very pretty.
It was very nice, but then the snow, as expected, did not stick. I mean, it was like 38 degrees outside.
We warned them.
And I'm like, guys, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to snow. That the temperature is not below freezing. And so, and then the sun came out and the snow was gone. And they were, Dominic especially, was devastated. Couldn't stop staring out the window of like, but why this? I just wanted it to stay snowing. It's not snowing. Like,
he doesn't take disappointment.
All right,
well.
But what are you going to do?
Well, that's not a way to handle a child.
Well, that wasn't how I answered the first time. That was like on the 12th time of, but I just wanted it to keep snowing. Yeah, no, we got that. We got it.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, that look, that's the weather.
He's not used to it.
Maybe it'll snow again.
Oh, they wanted an exact date on when it was going to snow again.
What day will it snow again? I don't know.
But then you tell them, you're like, February 7th. Yeah. And they're counting it down.
No,
like, February 7th.
I wouldn't have been that specific. So what happened was that I guess their teacher said it'll snow one day in January. Because today was the day. Like, oh, this is the one day in January that's going to snow. Like, you don't know that.
Well, you have to explain to them how this works.
I asked Alexa, well, how much snow do you get in Raleigh, North Carolina in January? And then it was like 1 inch.
That's a lot.
Okay, that's fine. we didn't get all that today.
We got a centimeter.
Okay. All right. Still more where that came from. All right. So we'll see. It's going to be very cold here this week, and we'll
see.
It's
going to be really cold.
I know people in the north, north of us, got snow. I think DC got snow. I feel like that we're sort of like just like a few degrees too warm to get the snow that the Northeast gets. And I'm sure people in the Northeast are like, you're not missing anything.
No, we grew up in the snow. It sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fun like while it snows, the day it snows. Everything else is not so great.
Yeah.
Nicole, Tuesday night. We will be having a very special event. It will be the second ever podcaster mafia game.
Oh, my.
Now, you have said, first off, you are a big fan of the mafia.
La
Cosa Nostra. Is mm-hmm. that right?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. This thing of ours. Nicole loves the mafia
mm-hmm.
unapologetically.
Yeah.
Loves the mafia. Doesn't want to play if she's not in the mafia.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to be playing the game, social deduction game. We're going to be live. Two games. The RHAP podcasters are playing. Who's who of podcasting greatness that is going to be brought together for two games of mafia live Tuesday night.
That sounds exciting.
Jordan Kalish, that he runs these mafia games. There's three teams. It's very complicated. If you're a patron, you can watch them on the Rob's Podcast Patreon page on YouTube. We've shared them all. I'm trying to get a playlist made of all of the patron mafia games. We are going to do patron mafia later on this month. Let me see if I have the date for you so I can share that. But I thought it would be fun to do another podcaster mafia game. That's going to be coming up live on Tuesday night, and we'll post the podcast of it as well. So that is going to be live Tuesday night. We're going to be doing regular mafia with the patrons, patron mafia Friday, January 21st. And then 1 week from tomorrow, Jordan Kalish is going to be back for the Survivor trivia live. Okay. Big interactive trivia night live on January 11th.
I'm going to put that in my calendar.
Put that in your calendar. Mm-hmm. You can play along mm-hmm. and see, see what happens. And then Sesternino family, Full House, full series retrospective, TBD
mm-hmm.
on that. That's coming up on Tuesday, plus News AF. Wednesday night is going to be the return of The Amazing Race. I know you are very pumped up for who is the family that you like?
The Holderness.
The Holderness family, although Jess Lise might like them more than you.
Well, they're my neighbors, Jess, so they're mine.
Okay. All right. They follow Jess and Mike Bloom. I don't know if they follow me on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know if I've gotten the follow. Do you follow them on Twitter?
I'm barely on Twitter these days.
Mm-hmm. So you don't know.
I have no idea.
You don't even know.
I don't.
Okay. Why you don't like Twitter?
Twitter is a downer.
I've really fallen off the Twitter of late.
Yeah, it makes me like depressed being on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, it's, that's not an original, take.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's better for my sanity to stay off of it.
Yeah. All right. Well, we will be back on Wednesday night to talk about, I'm sorry. We're watching The Amazing Race on Wednesday night. I will be with Jess and Mike on Thursday afternoon. So we will not be live after The Amazing Race on Wednesday night. We will be together to record our Amazing Race recaps on Thursday morning, afternoon-ish.
Okay, cool.
Okay. And then Thursday night, I'm going to be getting together with Jenny Autumn talk about Joe Millionaire. Did you watch the original one? You liked the original one.
I watched it with you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That you were well, actually, did you watch it with me? Because we were starting to associate.
I think that you made me watch like a few episodes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right. So we will talk about the return of Joe Millionaire. The Joe Millionaire is back. I think it's 20 years since the original Joe Millionaire. No, not quite.
They're bringing back the classic.
They're bringing back the classic. And there is one Joe Millionaire that's actually rich and one Joe Millionaire that is poor.
Mm.
So we're going to see. We're just going to check it out. We're not committing to anything. Just checking out the dumpster fire that's Joe Millionaire.
Okay, well, that's your job.
Okay.
Just checking out the dumpster fires.
Checking it out while there's not a lot of stuff on. And I am still working on bringing you Survivor 41 interviews that I have reached out to CBS.
So CBS is the problem.
CBS has instructed the Survivor 41 contestants, you are not allowed to do interviews unless you are authorized to do the interviews by the CBS.
That's crazy.
I think they've tried that before. And so I have reached out. They have explained that, okay, this is what's going on. Now, are some of the contestants potentially going to do interviews and not get that permission? And really, what are they going to do to them? Potentially. I don't have any evidence to say that has happened.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I kind of don't want to be the guy who, you know, if they are going to be punitive and make an example out
you
of somebody.
You have more to lose than a lot of other podcasts.
Like, we can wait. Yeah. Our lives are fine. Okay, mm-hmm. So I have been asking about getting them set up, and we will see. I will let the patrons know as soon as we have something on the books. I've requested a number of individuals. I've been, you know, back channeling with the Survivor 41 contestants. This is how I know about some of these issues, these restrictions that are going on. So we're working on that. And hopefully, they were out of the office, quote unquote, out of the office last week. So because of the holidays. And so hopefully now we can get some traction.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully.
You know, you're like an old Italian woman.
What way?
Look at this plastic on your desk. Like,
well,
can you?
Why do you care? Why does it bother you?
Why is it still there?
It looks terrible.
This is what you do. You leave the plastic on things.
Yeah, that's right.
Take the plastic. I dare you. Take it off.
Did you even care? Now, why? Do you even know that?
Why?
Because that it's holding some of these wires here that there's when we moved that no. There was that when Derek was helping me move this desk out of my, we wrapped it in plastic. Okay. And that there are name plates on this desk that
are they glued on?
Yeah, they're glued on a couple of them are loose.
So glue them.
But I'm busy. I have other things to do. What do you care?
But you leave the plastic on everything.
Yeah, that's right. Because then once you take the plastic off things, then it starts to get ruined, and then it needs.
That's
to
what
be,
my Nana used
then
to
it
say.
Needs to be replaced.
Okay, Nana.
And I'm working my ass off over here just to try to pay for some of these things that we have, and you're like rip the plastic off everything. What?
Oh, Nana. Robbie's mad.
Are you even listening to what I'm talking about?
No.
No, you're not. That's not a good podcast co-host.
Well, I never said I was a good co-host.
Stay with me.
I can't.
Why not?
My meds wore off.
All right. Now I'm distracted. What was I talking about? Survivor 41 contestants.
Ooh, he's a little spicy.
Okay, pop quiz. What was I even talking about?
You were talking about getting the Survivor contestants on the show and you have to follow the rules.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. You ready for some questions? Stay with me.
You know this is difficult.
I don't have to do this with any of the other podcast co-hosts, any of the shows.
But that's why this is special.
Like 47 other people.
But it's not late in the day.
Mm-hmm. It's later than this.
It is not.
What time do you think Survivor Know It All starts?
I don't know, this time?
You think Stephen Fishback is even on the StreamYard by
why
this time?
Why are you still yelling?
Okay. Let's see. This is
psycho.
God. What? I don't know why you have to come for me. Step
I'm
on my
not
neck
coming
over,
for
over
you.
The plastic
but
on my
desk. But this is what you do. Like, I have those shoes I bought you 4 months ago. You refused to wear because you didn't want to get them dirty. They're black.
Yeah, because when something is new, I like to try to keep it in new condition for as long as possible. I'm not like you. Like, oh, just replace it.
No, I don't say just replace. I'm going to enjoy
just
it.
Get a new one.
I'm going to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to enjoy my sneakers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's how you treat everything. What's going to happen when I'm not in new condition?
I'm enjoying you while you're here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But not right now.
I try to take things and savor them and make them last for as long as possible so I can enjoy it.
No.
A lot of people don't complain
sometimes
about that.
Sometimes you got to wrap it up.
A lot of people don't complain
sometimes
about that.
Sometimes you got to wrap it up.
A lot of people don't complain about that. That's how I take a podcast. Like, what? How do you make that show was 42 minutes? How do you make a podcast that was 4 hours and 12 minutes? Like, because I savor it.
Because he keeps the plastic on.
It out to keep the plastic on things. Mark Paris wants to know, how many former Amazing Race contestants can Nicole name? I put the over-under on 5 teams. Okay.
Jeez.
All right. Mark Paris doesn't think you can name 5 Amazing Race teams.
Okay. Let's see. We got Brendan and Rachel. And she was also on with her sister. No? Make that up? Did I make that up?
What is her sister's name?
Alyssa.
That's really 1.5, but okay, fine.
No, it was 2 separate times. Brittany and Janelle.
Okay, I mean, you're really cheating.
Eliza and Corinne.
Okay.
Brett and Chris.
I mean, can you name 2 contestants that have not been on other CBS reality shows?
No.
Can you name 1 team?
No.
That are not people that have been on Big Brother or Survivor? Any Amazing Race team?
Any Amazing Race team. There was the couple.
The couple, yes. Go on.
The engaged couple.
Yes. Well, mm-hmm. Yes. Could tell me more.
There was the married couple.
Come on.
I don't know.
33 seasons or 32 seasons prior to this. You can't name 1 other team.
No. I can't.
How many you've probably met? How many of them?
But I don't know what their names are.
Okay, sorry. So really, I mean, yeah, she can name ones that were from the reality ones. That's it.
That's all we care about.
That's not all we care about. Okay, all right. So, Jordan Kiss is it's Ariel Kalish Glassman's birthday. How will you be celebrating?
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to great friend of the podcast, OG patron, Ariel Kalish Glassman.
An all around good person.
Yes. Yes. Ariel says they're not ready for her yet at her house. Okay. All right. Rudy Moser wants to know, did Casey Kasem make an appearance at karaoke? Do the boys understand who that is and why does Rob do that voice? First of all, I think that a lot of people that don't understand that voice or why I do it. So we did get a great gift here this holiday season that my sister, mm-hmm. by way of a Amazon wish list that Nicole made.
I have to say that you must make these wish lists on Amazon for your kids.
Okay. Then one of the gifts was that Dominic had said he wanted a karaoke machine. The apple did not fall far from the tree. Now, one time a older gentleman said that I was rather pathetic mm-hmm. that I would sing karaoke.
Where is he now?
I mean, probably Valencia.
Mm-hmm.
And that, but the children were very excited for a karaoke machine, but mm-hmm. I had to test it out.
And boy, did you test it.
I tested it out. What? You seemed annoyed. Like, oh, I took the plastic off something. I used it.
For once. The yes. one thing he took the plastic off.
Yes.
And it doesn't even belong to him.
Okay, fine. I had to make sure it worked. Karaoke machine. And it was a big hit.
Yep. I picked out one with two microphones.
Two microphones. Mm-hmm. Yes. And then, except my kids don't know any songs.
Well, Anthony he's a one-hit wonder.
Yes. He knows Last Christmas. Is he singing the Wham version or the Taylor Swift version? Even though I have said no Christmas music anymore in this house.
It's the only song
he knows. I'm done. But yeah, and the Full House theme song. That's it.
Yeah, he knows that one.
Mm-hmm.
And Fuller House.
But no, there was no Casey Kasem that... Nicole, did we have fun with our karaoke parties?
We did. We had a nice time when we sang Frozen to Anthony, and he nosedived into the ground.
Had a breakdown. Mm-hmm. Didn't want to hear it. Okay. Mm-hmm. And Rudy Wilson, what's the best thing so far about 2022? Do you have anything that's the best thing about 2022?
Well, it's not 2021.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it.
Fresh start.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. A clean slate.
Clean slate.
Like the snow falling over everything.
And melting.
It's a blank canvas. It's a new shot at a new year.
Do you do New Year's resolutions?
So we do have a question about New Year's resolution. And let me see if I can find that one. But yeah, do we have any New Year's resolutions? And I wouldn't say that I have a resolution. I have something that I'm trying to work on. Yes.
Taking the plastic off things?
What? I mean, I guess you could say metaphorically, mm-hmm. Taking the plastic off of things.
And physically.
And physically. what are your New Year's resolutions for yourselves and for the podcast?
Who's asking this?
Brendan Fitzpatrick had asked that question. That I just really need to, I have felt a little bit in a rut, because I have felt very overwhelmed. This was 2021 was really a year of transition.
This has been a crazy year for us.
It was a year of, it was a year that started off of like, okay, how do I keep this thing going in a year when there is no survivor for the foreseeable future? Who knows what's going to happen? I mean, for 10 years, I mean, this thing was built around, okay, there's going to be two seasons of Survivor every year with a season of Big Brother in the middle. And because of the pandemic, that was really, all like up in the air coming into this year. And so I said that I needed something to keep the audience coming back week after week to in a time when there's no survivor, which was really had been like the, backbone of Robin's podcast had been two survivor seasons a year. We had no survivor in the fall. There was an Amazing Race season. And we, had Big Brother went late into the year. And so and we got through it. There was Survivor on the spring, but it was like, okay, well, there's no Survivor for the foreseeable future. What are we going to do? And I started the top 40 season countdown, and I really, worked super hard on, keeping the podcast going during those weeks and months of there being no survivor. And we did a ton of stuff with, Mike Bloom listing and Jordan Kalish with the Outwit Out Play Out list and the countdown show, watching the Survivor season every single week. And then also doing the patron feedback shows, which got lost in the shuffle that we did 40 weeks of patron feedback shows. You're still with me, right?
I'm listening. Okay. Yes.
And we I really was working super hard of like, okay, we got to keep the podcast going during that time. And then at the same time, we were trying to pack and downsize and get out of California against like the ticking clock of that. We had to be out at the end of June or the end of May with everything going on. And so we had that. And then it was the transition of coming across the country and now working out of the apartment
out of the closet.
Out of the closet and figuring out how to make that work and going into the Big Brother season. And, you know, we had that. And the Big Brother stuff really is a little bit like on autopilot where, you know, Taryn carries so much of the load during Big Brother. I show up there for the podcast, but I still had everything going on with the Survivor Top 40 countdown during that time. But then after we got to that, then we, you know, like ramped up everything for Survivor. But then at the same time, we got into later in the fall where we were really getting down to crunch time of getting out of the apartment and then into this place. And then we moved towards later in the Survivor season and just coming out of December and getting into here. And I've just been like so overwhelmed with trying to get set up that I really have felt like that some of my work stuff has been, I've had a hard time with like finding the motivation to, you know, get all of my work done. And so I need to try to get better at, you know, hyping myself up and get back to a place where, you know, I'm really super focused and like motivated to get everything done that I need to do back in Rob as a podcast.
I think you need to catch your breath a little bit too.
No time for that.
You got to make some time for that.
Well,
I mean, you had a debilitating migraine.
Yes.
Your body is telling you, take a breath.
Well,
more than a breath. You need to stop for like a day.
No, we got to keep, what I need to do is get myself back pumped up and ready to attack the mornings. And I think the part of it has been the transition to the Eastern time.
Yeah.
Where it's like been like late nights on the East Coast and then still early mornings. And so on the West Coast, I was able to do, you know, early, get up early in the morning and start doing everything I had to do and start working. But I would like, we would go to bed earlier.
We go to bed really late.
The challenge is that I'm up later and I'm still up earlier. And so like, even though I'm up earlier, like I'm sort of like groggy through the first like part of the day. So it's harder for me to attack what I want to do. But
our kids go to school way too early.
Yes. But and to go back to the resolution, and I hope people are still listening to this. I hope that people are I have my own problems. Listen, man. But and you know, probably. So shout out to everybody who's still here.
Shout out to the people who have problems. Listen, man.
Yeah, but not shout out to the people that already turned off the podcast. Yeah. Yeah. And we're going to play best of 5 for 5 clips at the end of the show for 2021.
Okay.
Okay. But what I was going to say is that the New Year's
resolution.
The point of the story is, and again, I like to.
I know. Rip the plastic off.
The point of the story is, and I like to give the context, is that I want to get myself back to a place where I can get pumped up and self-motivated and be able to be a supporter of myself to the point where that I am giving myself the encouragement
and the love
that I need, mm-hmm. that I would give to another person who was going through the same stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so that I feel like that if I can get better at doing that, that I feel like that I could be in a place where I could be even more pumped up and be more available and be a bigger supporter of the other, people and collaborators around me, because that I am able to do it on myself and then give it to other people.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Does it sound stupid?
No, it does not sound stupid.
That's what I'm hoping to do.
Okay. Well,
I'm listening to an audiobook mm-hmm. that talks about that, and so I'm trying to This is like I talked about this with Taryn way back when in the first Taryn Show podcast that I did. But I really love this time of year because I feel like that January is the time for improvement.
Mm-hmm.
January is a time when it's like, okay, we have a clean slate where, and especially for me in what I do, it's like usually there's a break in the seasons of the shows.
Yeah,
we are as far away from Christmas and the holidays as we're ever going to be. It's not even a thought, not even a thought on the radar mm-hmm. of like, oh, what's the next thing? Presents we're going to buy.
Valentine's Day. Yeah,
for like, listen, take it easy with Valentine's Day. This is the long, like the long break here.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the time.
Yep. This to is, remember.
This is the time to like I start the years hot and then I am so tired at the end of the year. But this is this is my time to recharge.
You need to get some rest.
No, I'm recharging.
Well, rest mm-hmm. equals recharge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Scott Rash wants to know, with how well the Real Housewives of News AF went, would you consider a Real Housewives of Renap episode?
Wouldn't that just be me and Mara?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Would that go well?
I think it would. I think it would be. I think it would
what
be fun.
What would we talk about?
I suspect that you are more willing than Mara is. I don't think that she. Like from what I understand from Akiva, I don't think she likes being on podcasts, and I don't think she's interested
everybody.
In being a podcaster.
Okay, it's not for everybody.
Yeah, so
we can just trick her though. We could pretend to call her.
I think it's a fun idea, but I don't think that Mara is particular.
Is it Mara or Mara?
Mara.
Mara.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mara.
I don't think that she's. I doubt she's listening to the page for 5 for 5. Okay. All right. Nathan Fuhrer. Okay, we miss Nathan. You've been in North Carolina for a while now. How many friends have you guys made and why are they all in the calls? Hey, how dare you, Nathan? When do you find time to socialize with friends and what do you most enjoy doing with them? And when are you having the Holderness family over?
I would love to have the Holderness family over.
Yeah, look.
They seem fun.
I bet they have more.
They seem very similar to us.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're fun and outgoing mm-hmm. and they're funny.
Mm-hmm.
They like to go online.
Okay, sure. So that's pretty much basically us and nobody else. Okay, Nicole, how many friends have we made?
Let's see. We have made, I don't know, maybe 5 friends.
You have 5 friends? I have 0 friends.
No, you have 1 friend.
Who's my friend?
The next door neighbor.
But yeah, I mean that, he has to be my friend.
He doesn't have to be your friend. Were you friends with our old next door neighbors?
I mean, more than you were.
Well, they were terrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I see. I will always have less friends, but I will also have less enemies than Nicole.
I don't have any enemies anymore. Mm-hmm.
Anymore?
Yeah. No, I don't.
Yeah. I mean, there were plenty of people in our old neighborhood that you did not speak to.
One person I didn't talk to. And they were psychopaths with a psychopath dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is indisputable.
Okay. So that, okay. So then when do you find time to socialize with your friends?
All throughout the day, I'm texting away.
Mm-hmm.
It's been hard to socialize and actually do things. We try to do things outside.
Yeah. Look, I'm a grump.
He's a grump.
But really, that for me is a couple of things. Okay. And I would love to have more friends, but I have so much that needs to get done. You know, Nicole, the same person that's like, you gotta live, you gotta rest. You gotta like, nobody gives me more stuff to do than Nicole.
That's okay? Not true.
Plus I have this like whole network of podcasts and patrons and podcasters and, you know, people that, you know, need me for things. And so really, like, if I have time that I'm not podcasting, like, your boy is tired. Like, I don't want to go out and socialize and be on. And like, I'm on the podcast.
Well, when you find a friend, you don't have to be
No, you have to be on
no,
with
you,
friends.
Not with a real friend.
Okay, well, what are the chances I'm finding a real friend?
I found a few.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that you like it because you don't have, you're not on during the day. It's like, oh, I get to be on.
No, I have to be on with those little creatures downstairs.
That's on?
And then yes, it is. That is certainly on. And then socializing is my escape.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's why I am not like out looking for friends in the same way that Nicole might be.
Yeah, I like to socialize.
Mm-hmm.
I like to talk to people.
Yeah. So
it makes the day go
faster. The best I can hope for is that Nicole makes a friend whose husband isn't like a total weirdo loser.
And that's hard. That's the hard part.
Because you know what? Like, Nicole doesn't have the greatest track record with, you know, that your friends are fine. The husband.
But that's not on me. That's on them.
Okay. Well, you could say like, well, this person seems nice, but their husband is kind of a weirdo loser.
I feel like only one person can be cool in the relationship.
And who's cool in this relationship?
Well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. According to.
Well, it depends who you ask.
Okay. All right. So that's the friends thing. Okay. Sean Hartman wants to know, in the future, do you think they'll refer to this decade as the 20s or the 2020s?
Probably the 20s. I mean, they're calling when we were born the 1900s.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you want to call it?
It's just not, it's nothing.
It's nothing?
There's it's not no the word 1900s.
Name for it? Then what is it?
It's the time to remember. I don't know.
Time to remember?
I don't know. I wouldn't give it a name. It's just.
The period from 1900
does
to
it need a name?
I don't. Yes, it does.
I mean, it doesn't need such a negative connotation to it.
Why is that a negative connotation? It is what it is.
But they are the children.
The children? They shouldn't call it the 1900s?
The intention behind calling it the 1900s is that we're ancient and we're old.
Why? Are you getting like ripped by Gen Z?
Yes.
Where? On what platform?
Dominic told me we were born in the 1900s.
But I don't think he was making fun of you.
He was. He was.
Okay. So, yeah, I think it.
And then Anthony's like, "Yeah, mom's 100."
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I don't know what makes it sound older now. I kind of feel like that the 2020s, I think, is probably more recent. And I think that as we get past this decade, it'll be called the 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And I think 1920s get lost.
Yeah, no one talks about
Nobody
that.
Nobody cares about the roaring 20s. Okay.
Although I would have loved to have been born in the roaring 20s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why?
Looks fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that people know one thing about the 20s. They're like, oh, flappers. Oh, that's fun. That's it. It's 10 years. That's it.
Yeah. It was a good 10 years. It was a good run.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I wish I could go back to the 90s so I could be wearing hammer pants.
Ooh, the 90s mm-hmm. was a good decade.
Okay. Zach Mitchell, what is it going to take to make you a Carolina Hurricanes fan? Okay. So one, no COVID.
Yes, number one.
But that Dominic happens to follow the Hurricanes at least from a casual perspective.
Yes,
his teacher is
obsessed.
Big Hurricane. What is it, what was the shirt that his teacher wanted?
She requested I make a shirt for her that said "Bunch of Jerks."
A bunch of jerks. It's like he's like, yeah, my teacher wanted you to make a shirt that says a bunch of jerks. Like, what?
Yes, it's a thing with the Carolina Hurricanes that like some.
Are they the jerks?
They played like a bunch of jerks one day, apparently, and someone said that. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Some host of something said that.
How about
and it
this?
Stuck.
A shirt that says the jerk store called and they're running out of you. You don't like that?
Is it a Seinfeld reference?
Yeah. So that Dominic is interested in the Carolina Hurricanes. I think that he would be excited. I think that you have to go see hockey in person.
Have you ever been to a hockey game?
Yes.
Okay.
And so that I would definitely take Dominic to go to a Hurricanes game.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the one major sport that's here in Raleigh, whereas the other North Carolina professional sports teams are in Charlotte.
Yeah.
Okay.
Seems like a super spreader event right now, though.
I think somehow they're continuing on. They seem like everybody's doing okay, but
yeah. Well, the players are.
The players are, you know, like for us, I think we'll wait. Okay. SB Miller says, how does Nicole feel about the final season of This Is Us that starts this week?
I have mixed feelings. Like when it's not on, like I'm okay. Mm-hmm. But then when I'm watching it, I'm like, oh, this show is so good.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And maybe we'll have some closure. There's a lot of sad stuff on that show.
Mm-hmm.
It really makes you get in your feelings.
Tommy Guam says, should Rob hire a stylist? Did Nicole like the clothes that some random stranger picked up? So that was one of the things we bought on Robin Akiva Fiverr Goes West, where we paid a personal stylist to come up with three new looks for me.
Mm-hmm. Did you buy them?
No, we did not.
I mean, one of them was like a sweatshirt with a jacket on.
Mm-hmm.
I could get you that at Target.
I suspect that every person that hires the stylist gets the same three looks.
Yeah. And you don't even get a discount.
Well, why would they have a discount?
Because most stylists have access to certain designers and they can get, or they have some sort of discount.
Mm-hmm.
So there.
Okay, fine. Well, these clothes were like at Target.
Yeah, obviously.
Okay. So do you think I need a stylist?
I think that you are fine the way you are.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Just got to rip the plastic off of some of those shirts.
What shirts?
So some of your shirts still have tags on them.
Have I worn them? I've never worn them with tags.
Okay, that means you haven't worn them.
Okay, so that you're saying that there's, I mean, are you talking about the three shirts you got me for Christmas?
No, not specifically. I just got them for you.
So there is a fourth shirt that I have that has a tag.
I feel like there are a lot of shirts that you haven't worn.
Well, I would love, after this,
let's go check it out.
Let's go downstairs.
Let's have a fashion show.
Because I've only done, 4,000 podcasts. I need a plaid shirt for every one that I do on camera.
Mm-hmm.
You think I'm holding back shirts?
I do.
You think that sometime in this pandemic, for I haven't bought a shirt in 2 years, that there's one special one I've been saving?
No, it's not that you've been saving.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But I do suspect there's some shirts that haven't been worn.
I'd love to go and take you up on that.
Okay.
What do you want to put on the line? I keep this plastic on the desk forever if there's no tag.
You're punishing yourself. It looks stupid.
Listen, nobody cared. Nobody cared. Nobody knew. Nobody knew.
Everybody knows now. Everybody knows that you're a nana.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right. Nicole, John wants to know, should the next patron trivia night be Super Bowl edition?
What do you think?
Instead of Survivor trivia, should the next one be all trivia about the Super Bowl?
Well, I would say no. Well,
would the patrons like that if it was all Super Bowl, not just football? All Super Bowl trivia.
No, I bet some patrons would like that. But I think you're neglecting a whole group of us.
I don't know. John John sent us some nice holiday gifts.
Thank you, John John.
Thank you, John John. I don't know. Maybe we should have a poll. Should the next trivia night just be all Super Bowl trivia?
Okay. Mm-hmm. You love a good poll.
Maybe more of a 32 fans idea. Okay. John Humphreys wants to know, does Nicole agree with Rob's thesis? I said this on the podcast this week. New Year's Eve is only for people without kids.
Certainly more fun.
Mm-hmm.
Although Dominic's getting older and he stood up with us.
Mm-hmm. And was that fun?
I mean, I wanted to go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to stay up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
And then he woke up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. He doesn't care. So what do you say? Do you agree or disagree? I think Akiva was trying to spin that. I said, it's only for single people. I
had some of my best New Year's Eves as a single person.
So you're saying New Year's Eve is only for single people?
No. I don't know what I was saying.
No. Okay. Well, I kind of know what you were saying, and I didn't like it.
I don't know what I was saying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, once you have kids, New Year's is over.
And you're tired.
You're tired. And I mean, maybe I like, look, maybe if you're like, you know, somebody who has like adult kids and you could do what you want, fine, go for it. But, you know, if you have, you know, children
that drain the life out of you
under the age of 18, then, you know, what are you going to, I mean, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Get out of here. So, all right. How about Ivan wants to know, what do you think of the Bucks-Jets game, including the actions of a certain Antonio Brown? So, I mean, I was like, look, I'm not an Antonio Brown guy.
Yeah.
That, you know, I don't even think he should have been in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, look, Tom Brady vouches for him. Tom Brady, come get your guy. All right. Tom Brady says, you know, all sorts of things about Antonio Brown being
he must
great
know
guy.
Something we don't
love
know.
Him. So not me.
Mm-hmm.
That he is not my kind of guy.
Yeah.
Antonio Brown for a number of reasons.
For many reasons.
Multiple reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was wild. And, you know, I like, and you really like, I do think that like on a super not fun note, really calls attention to like, you know, like is he all there? Like, you know, some of these like football players, like, should be like, you know, maybe we should like check this guy out because he's making, many, many bad decisions.
It's going to hurt somebody.
Yeah. And already has. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then as far as then the Jets at the end of the game, yeah, it was annoying, but, you know, everybody knows I love a good tank. So at the end of the day, it would have been nice to beat Tom Brady in that spot. But luckily, you know, the Giants were much more of a debacle yesterday. So most people gave a pass with some notable exceptions in the media. And Zach Wilson, I thought, looked good overall. And so hopefully the Jets are picking no worse than fourth in the NFL draft. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Sorry. Did you check out on that?
A little bit.
All right. Addison wants to know, once they're older, how would the boys do as a team on The Amazing Race?
Terrible.
Yeah, they would fight. Like, oh, no fair. I said I was going to do that. No, you said you were going to do that.
They're
no.
complete opposites.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good for The Amazing Race.
That's good for The Amazing Race, but they would do terrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Although I did walk downstairs on as they were sitting at the table and in a chess game, like, what is this? What is going on? And mm-hmm. then Anthony's like seemingly like knew what he was doing to move the pieces. Like, it's like, how did, when did this happen?
I think Anthony is like low key genius.
Yeah. That and they were like, not just like knocking the pieces over, like they were like having like a real chess game. Mm-hmm.
That was like the third game. That was the third game.
Yeah, I did not think that would be something Anthony was interested in.
Yeah, he's a low-key genius.
Yeah, like we should just get like all day chess back and forth. That's it. You have an issue, duke it
chess
out.
Chess it out.
Duke it out on the black and white squares.
Yeah, just call him the Queen's Gambit.
Mm-hmm. Tommy Guam says, does Nicole have any questions for the patrons?
That's a good question. What are you guys watching is what I want to know. What's good?
What's good? How should they answer you?
Not on Twitter.
Not on Twitter.
Not on Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. So let Nicole know. I mean, maybe we should start a thread in the patron group.
That would be lovely.
Yeah. First person to get to this is to answer Nicole's question. Tag Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
So she gets this. Here's what I'm watching.
I want to know what each of you are watching.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite show?
Mm-hmm.
What didn't you like?
Mm-hmm.
And what are you doing this weekend?
Yeah. What are you doing this weekend? Why do you want to know?
I want to know what I'm missing out on. What do you guys do during this pandemic? What are you guys doing?
Mm-hmm. Do you want to know what I'm watching?
What are you watching?
Akiva told me about a show
called
For All Mankind.
Yeah.
About if the Russians landed on the moon first.
He's obsessed.
How am I obsessed?
You've watched the whole series in one day.
That's what people do. That's how people watch TV. Mm-hmm. I watched six episodes.
Why do you get so mad?
Because you're like, you are.
I'm Rob. I get mad.
You say
I'm going to take the plastic off this.
you've said this multiple times. You are obsessed with this. Like, I'm doing anything abnormal
other than watching the show. Mad.
All right, well, why? Why are you being like this?
I'm not being like anything. That's how we talk to each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Next question.
Ooh, sensitive.
You keep saying.
Can't even spit it out.
That.
Okay, you're not obsessed. You're not. Mm-hmm. I take it back. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
All right. And I'm not even going to. Now, you know what? If anybody wants to know what I have to say, now I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it now. Blame Nicole. That's fine.
No one's going to care.
Mm-hmm. Dan Sinensky wants to know, any advice for someone who's not sure if they're on the right career path?
If you're not sure, then you're not. Because if you are, you would know. Right?
I don't know.
I think that anytime you have to question something, it's a no.
I disagree.
Yeah.
Because I asked myself a lot of questions about many things. And if I would have quit things just because I was like, is this the right thing? Should I get out of this?
Well, I think if you're thinking about it for long enough.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a reason why you're thinking about it, no?
Yeah, but maybe it's just hard and maybe it's rewarding on the other side. Like, do you ever think about quitting your workout?
No.
Never? The whole way through, you don't think about stopping at any point?
I say, oh, this one's hard, but I don't ever think of stopping mid-workout.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that you're abnormal.
Probably. I've heard that before.
Yeah. Like, I think that if you're running a marathon, I think a lot of people think about, stopping.
Well, I'm not running a marathon. I'm just doing a 20-minute workout in my room.
Yeah. So I think it's perfectly normal to not be sure. I know people say do what you're passionate about, but I think that you.
I think you know what you're passionate about. Like, I mean, that's different.
Are you having second thoughts, or are you saying I hate this? I could not do this every day.
I know when I was at one of my old jobs, I hated going. I hated it so much that it made me sick. And I knew I had to get out of there.
Yeah.
So if you have that kind of feeling, get out. Life is too short. Find something else.
Yeah, but that's not second thoughts.
I always second guessed myself in saying oh no, just stick it out. You've been there so long. You know, the benefit outweighs, the suckiness.
Mm-hmm.
So is it like that? Is that how you're thinking?
I think there's very few things that you might be doing that every time, you're never going to have second thoughts.
Yeah, but if you're having these consistent, I feel unhappy second thoughts, that's your body telling you something.
Yeah. Okay. So I think it depends on exactly what the thoughts are.
What are your thoughts? Tell me your thoughts.
All right. Nicole, Catherine wants to know, do you have any fond memories of playing in the snow when you were a kid?
Yeah, I feel like I would go out with my brother and sister for hours playing in the snow.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom would just...
Well, you had nothing to do inside.
There was nothing to do in my house.
Mm-hmm.
And we would just be frostbit.
Yeah. And you were fine.
We were fine.
Okay.
And my mom made us hot chocolate.
All right. Tommy Guam has a few questions. Does Nicole have any grievances to air out besides that? Do I have plastic on my desk?
No, that's all my grievances.
Okay. That's it.
I mean, I haven't had much these days.
Not much.
No.
Nothing else?
No, I love where we live.
Mm-hmm.
I love my family.
Mm-hmm.
I got nothing else.
Nothing?
I don't know. Do I? Is this something I don't know?
Tommy Guam also said, what sports is Nicole playing with
Festivus?
The kids? It was last week. What sports is Nicole playing with the kids in the yard?
We got a pitching machine, which was pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
My dad bought Dominic a pitching machine.
Mm-hmm.
And
any pitching machine sounds it's not really extravagant.
It lobs it over.
Pops a baseball 2 feet in the air, and then you can.
I mean, it's good for an 8-year-old.
Sure, but a pitching machine sounds like wow. That's
no, it's like a $90 thing from Target.
Throwing that thing in there 72 miles an hour. No, it's just
you can play baseball by yourself.
Yeah, it'll pop a baseball up in the air high enough for you to hit it.
Yeah, And also, if you put in a lightweight ball, it does the high flies so you can practice fielding.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But anyway, so we have this thing. Yes, we do. We do have those balls.
Mm-hmm.
We've been playing that. We've been playing soccer.
Mm-hmm.
Cornhole.
Mm-hmm.
Dominic got cornhole for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Am I missing anything else?
No.
A little bit of football, too, we're playing.
Mm-hmm. Tommy wants to know, would Nicole like to go to space if you had the opportunity? Nice try to trick me into talking about the For All Mankind. Not going to do it, Tommy. I'm on strike.
I would like to go to space.
Okay. Well, too bad. Okay.
Don't look up.
Okay. What are you watching these days now that so many shows have ended? I have said it before. I will say it again. I watch Ozark.
I watched half of the first episode of Ozark, and that was it. And I love Jason Bateman, but I couldn't do it.
Okay. Do you have a favorite moment from 2021?
My favorite moment was walking through the Raleigh airport and realizing that this was our home, that we did it. This whole big thing that we were planning for over a year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we did it.
Yeah, I would say I probably would feel that, but I think more of like the day that we closed and we got here with like the U-Haul truck that I drove over here that you said I couldn't do it.
The U-Haul was really big.
Mm-hmm. You're always doubting me.
Mm-hmm.
And I did it, and then we got here and was like, okay, this long journey.
This is it.
And little did I know it was just getting started. It was still a lot more to do, but
there's always something.
Okay. But there were so many points that were like, is this really happening? Is this going to fall through? Is this is this ever going to happen?
This process has definitely aged us.
Yeah. Okay. Michelle wants to know, where would you like to take a vacation this year?
We were just talking about
that. Mm-hmm.
I think we were talking about maybe the Caribbean. Is it the Caribbean or Caribbean? I never know.
I would say the Caribbean.
I would say. But why is it Pirates of the Caribbean?
I think they just try to make it sound fancy.
Yeah.
Okay. Mike Skull. Well, so other than the 5 for 5, what is Nicole's goal for the number of RJP appearances for 2022? If it is 0, what topic or show would she be most interested in discussing?
Full House.
No, The Sopranos, because you say that The Sopranos guys podcast, what's that podcast called?
Talking Sopranos.
Talking Sopranos, but also a super boring name.
Well,
says the guy who has Rob as a podcast, but I also invented Nothing But Netflix. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I can give a podcast a good name.
If you wanted to.
And so Nicole, what would be your podcast goal for the year?
Two.
You want to be on 2 podcasts.
Is that too much?
You want to be on 2 episodes of Rob's podcast in the entire year.
How many was I on this year?
Not many, but I thought you were going to say like,
I'm trying to be realistic. Like, I don't know if you want me.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're going to come in here and just like pick apart my studio.
I'm not picking apart your studio, just the plastic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Everything else is quite nice. He's really doing something with these shelves. It looks good.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And there's no plastic on them.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Richard Miller says, can we get Nicole to commit to watching the season of The Amazing Race?
I can commit to a few episodes.
Oh, okay. All right. And let's see. Nicole, do you have any goals for the new year?
I'm just working on myself.
Yes.
Working on.
What are you doing?
I'm just trying to be the happiest and healthiest me I can be.
Okay.
With patience.
Do you have a plan?
I do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Will you share it?
Well, I would like to really kill my workouts because I always feel better physically and mentally after my workouts.
Yes.
I want a goal, like a marathon.
Mm-hmm.
That always helps me.
Okay.
I want to meditate.
Whoa.
Work on, recharging my soul.
Mm-hmm.
And
is your soul uncharged?
Sometimes.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Okay. Got to connect with myself, my inner self.
Boy, I don't even know what battery level my soul is on.
It's empty.
It's empty? Is that what my problem is?
Mm-hmm. You need to recharge it. You need to connect with it.
I guess so. How do you do that?
It's another podcast.
Mm-hmm. All right. Nicole, anything else? I mean, I think this is, I didn't even play the clips yet. I think this is the longest patron 5 for 5 in some time.
Oh, okay.
I don't know about ever.
Yeah. That's because you went on a 20-minute rant about the plastic.
I didn't go on a rant about the plastic.
It was rantish.
It might have been a rant, but it wasn't 20 seconds, maybe.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. 20 minutes? Do you know how long 20 minutes is?
Yes, I am well aware.
All right. You think I talk about one thing for 20 minutes?
It seems like it sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And who brought up the plastic?
Yeah, by the way? I did. I did bring it up.
Okay.
And it looks like you're poking holes in it, too.
No, I'm not. Your children are. And that your children are like, Dominic, don't make holes in the plastic. Dominic.
Mama, plastic.
Yeah. Yeah, they have to touch everything.
Oh, yeah. He does it with everything.
Yeah. So they rip at the plastic that's on my desk, which I don't appreciate. My whole family is trying to undermine me.
Well, because your whole family knows that this plastic is ridiculous.
But nobody uses it except me. Like, why would I wouldn't like come in your room and be like, oh, why do you have this?
You do this all the time.
What are you doing at this?
Please.
It's your thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do I do that about?
Everything. I think this is a good spot to stop.
We're going to end this podcast with clips from the best of 2021, the year gone by. And I'm not going to come back in and do setups in between each one.
Okay.
We're just going to play it and then have a whoosh. And then
hit it and quit it.
Yeah, hit it and quit it. All right. Nicole, do you have a hashtag for anybody?
Rob's rants.
Rob's rants. Okay. I do think that it is interesting of do you live life with the plastic on or the plastic off? I do think that what you are saying is something that does have merit.
Mm-hmm.
I think for me,
you have to take the plastic off.
I have a fear of loss, of that things are going to get ruined. Things are going to need to be replaced. And I can't get
what is ruined
back
inside of you.
I don't know. Too many things. Too many things.
We're getting somewhere.
And that is why I try to keep things protected for as long as possible, and I try to keep things in mint condition for as long as I can, and all these other forces in my life are working to ruin them.
No, you're working to ruin it by not enjoying it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would like to just enjoy it and then put the plastic back on.
No, that's not how this works. Mm-hmm. Nope.
Yep. Okay. All right.
Let's all, for 2022, let's all rip the plastic off.
Yeah, it's easy for you to say, because then when the thing is ruined, then you say, okay, well, we're going to need a new thing.
No, I say,
This is junk.
This was ruined, but this was loved.
that is not what you say about anything.
That is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Rob, it's not ruined. It was just well loved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When it's time to get a new couch, you don't say this couch was loved and it's been. You say this couch is crap. Why didn't you buy me a new one? I need a new couch.
Ooh, now he's just making things up. Mm-hmm.
All right, there you go. All right, thank you so much for listening. There's nobody listening.
Nobody smart.
Anybody smart turned it off?
Anybody who's smart turned this off.
Oh, well, you didn't need to insult the one person that was still listening.
I'm sorry, I'm not insulting you, mister.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Enjoy the best of 2021 from the Patriot 5 for 5.
Rip that plastic off.
So we played the match game. You saw on Twitter where there was that question of the question about you.
I did?
You didn't see on Twitter that we posted on social media about Nicole was so mad that Rob was podcasting for 3 hours.
Oh, that
she said that she was going to cut off his blank.
Mm-hmm. And what was the answer?
Did you have a guess?
I mean, I know what the answer is.
Yes, Steven said you were going to cut off my plaid.
That's a good answer, Steven.
Is it?
I mean, I wouldn't cut off your plaid. No, anybody who knows me knows it would be way more violent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. you think so? Yeah. So, yep, yeah, a good answer about Wi-Fi, a microphone cable.
No, it would be a body part.
All right. So,
and it might not be penis.
Well, what would you cut off?
Maybe an arm or
my arm.
Yeah.
You would want to have like a one-armed husband?
I mean, I wouldn't want a no penis husband.
So you'd be punishing yourself.
Why would I punish myself?
Yes. So my arms don't do anything?
Well, not as much as your penis.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question.
Nicole, could you tell the patrons the story of when you had to come down on me today? And where you were angry with me today.
What was I angry about?
Well, remember when the time when you came up to the podcast studio to give me a stern talking to?
I don't know what this man was doing up here. And I'm sure the neighbors were on high alert. It sounded like a psychopath. Psychopath. Was screaming like a psychopath. Like he was insane, like rabies, insane. I was downstairs in the furthest room in this house, and I heard him loud and clear screaming like a psycho. Pure psycho.
Mm-hmm.
And I came up, and I was standing here for like 5 minutes before you even realized I was standing at the door.
Yes.
And you're like, oh, what? I was like, you're insane. The whole neighborhood hears you screaming. And he's like, I'm just joking.
Nicole, I was doing Clubhouse. I get excited on Clubhouse.
You sounded like an insane person. Like, they're probably calling the police.
Did you hear what I said?
I didn't hear what you said, but it sounded crazy.
I was just talking about the feedback that I've gotten from this week's episode of Robin and Keefanita podcast. That was all, Nicole.
Explain that to the police when they come to the house thinking that you murdered somebody.
The police are busy. They're not coming in like, we heard yelling.
There was helicopters overhead before.
Yes. Is somebody on Clubhouse?
It did not sound yelling. Like a sane person was on Clubhouse. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like I've strained my voice.
You sounded like a psycho. And we live next door to psychos. The psychos thought you were psycho.
Look, it was a great Clubhouse.
I'm sure.
The Renap Up on Clubhouse today.
Jeez.
Hosted by Kelly White and Sabine.
Mm-hmm.
The Renap Up. A lot of feedback about the
Did you blow out eardrums screaming into that microphone?
Well, I was screaming, but I wasn't screaming into the microphone.
Oh, so you were screaming towards the door and the window.
Yeah, I move. Yeah. That I'm very conscious of when I scream on the podcast. I like turn. I avert my head and I don't scream into the microphone.
You're not conscious of your actual surroundings and the fact that you sound like a crazy person.
Look, you had to be there.
I was there.
Oh, actually, can I do one last thing about Star of the Amazon?
Probably not.
it's not about any of the women. It is about that. So I did watch it with, I'm always watching old Survivor, and it's a lot of like, Dad, is this your season? Dad, is this your season? So finally,
we already agreed that we're not letting the boys watch your season.
So finally, this was the season that was on. And then, you know, I was like, Anthony, look at this. And then he's like, is this your season? And I was like, yes. And then, you know, then like every single person that comes on, is that you, Dad?
Oh.
And then like Roger comes on the screen. I told this story last night and he's like, is that you, Dad? It's like, yeah, I used to be an old man. That's me.
Oh, my poor Anthony.
Is that you?
It's very perceptive.
No, that's Janet.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.